This is a CKTZ News Update. BC Ferries has served notice to their customers. Expect delays and service interruptions. The situation this winter has been exacerbated by the pandemic and severe winter storms. BC Ferries operates 25 routes mainly on Canada's west coast, with 35 vessels moving more than 22 million passengers and 8 million vehicles annually. The corporation is staffed by 5,000 employees. Executive Director of Public Affairs with BC Ferries, Deborah Marshall, says the corporation thought it best to warn its customers.
Well, you know, like many other transportation providers, we are facing challenges staffing our vessels because of a variety of factors. And we're actually calling it a perfect storm because not only do we have the new variant that is affecting employee wellness, now we are in the regular cold and flu season. We have seen a lot of severe winter storms, which has caused challenges either with high winds, which impacts our service, or with the heavy snowfalls that we've seen recently. That causes challenges for employees, similar to any other motorist, trying to get to the terminals. And then we also have the global shortage of professional mariners. So there is quite a combination of factors that is affecting our service, and we did want to put our customers on notice that there is the potential to impact our service, our ability to deliver service around the fleet.
And what sort of contingencies are in place at this point?
Well, we do have what we call staffing pools for some of our crew, so they're able to be deployed to various areas. We also cross-train some of our employees so that they're suitable for different positions, so they can fill in different ways. And then, of course, we do have overtime if our employees are able and willing to fill in those extra hours. We do know, you know, sometimes we are asking employees to work long hours. They need to have their proper rest to be able to come back to work fit and obviously be able to perform their duties.
I did notice employment postings for potential crew, even here on Cortez Island. Just curious, Deborah, how well is that recruitment effort going?
Well, you know, even before the pandemic, we have seen a lot of people retire, and there are not as many people going into the marine industry. So we are actively trying to recruit in a wide variety of positions around the fleet. If anybody is interested in a career with BC Ferries, there are lots of openings, and I would suggest they consult our career page on our website. But the other thing that's compounding with COVID is as far as people moving to Canada from different countries, we're seeing a reluctance of people doing that. So while there might be qualified mariners elsewhere in the world, with the pandemic right now, we're seeing a reluctance of people to move. So we are finding it challenging to recruit. We've got lots of positions open, but I know we have a team that's actively trying to recruit into many positions around the fleet.
In terms of the potential service interruptions, Deborah, you did mention specifically that smaller inter-island routes could potentially be affected more than the major routes. Perhaps it's obvious, but can you spell why that's the case?
Well, with the major routes and the more urban centers, we do have a larger pool of employees to draw from. With our minor routes, we operate generally with smaller crews, and so there are fewer resources to call upon. What we do find is with this new variant, more people are getting the flu or they're getting sick, and they are calling in sick, which is the right thing to do. We want people to stay home if they are feeling unwell, so that they're not spreading anything to their coworkers, and also that they're taking the time that they need to get better. But what it does mean is it may impact some of our service, and we have seen that at various locations throughout the fleet already. In December, we had some service interruptions on the Gabriola run. Last week, we had some on the Texada run. We also have Salt Spring Island. We know it's going to be affected coming up. It has impacted the major routes as well. Earlier this week, we did have to cancel a round trip between Duke Point and Tawasin. As well, we had to cancel some sailings between Horseshoe Bay and Departure Bay.
Earlier, Deborah, you did mention just the perfect storm, and quite literally, the winter storm season this year has been particularly severe. I'm just curious about, have you been able to gauge what the number of weather-related sailing cancellations has been to date, and how that might compare with past years?
Well, I don't have all the stats in in front of me. I do know there was one day over Christmas that we had to cancel 97 sailings across the fleet. I believe it was 7 different routes. What we found is that we've had quite a concentration of storms around the Christmas period and the holiday period, and so it's obviously very top of mind. But, you know, we're seeing the heavy snowfall that we had earlier, and normally the snowfall doesn't impact our service, but with the amount of snow we had, there was difficulties clearing the terminal compounds. With our open car deck ferries, we have to make sure we're clearing the decks before we can load traffic. So snow definitely did impact us this year as well. You know, usually it is just the high winds, but we have seen quite the convergence with atmospheric rivers and everything else going on.
As you know, Cortez Island and Quadra Islands are both ferry-dependent routes. BC Ferries is our lifeline to larger population centers, appointments, goods and services. What would be your best advice to Quadra and Cortez Islanders in terms of how to prepare for these potential service interruptions?
Sure, and we definitely appreciate that people do rely upon us to get, you know, their groceries, to get to work, to get to medical appointments. So it's certainly not lost on us the importance of ferry service for smaller communities and reliance that many communities have on us. As far as any potential service interruptions, we are endeavoring to let our customers know, you know, well in advance if we can, if we know we're having some service challenges. Texada, for example, we were operating a bit of a shorter day for about 4 days. We were augmenting that with water taxi service, so we can do that if we know in advance. But we are working with ferry advisory committees. We want to let local governments and other bodies know. We will be posting travel advisories on our website as well as service notices. And we do have an all routes at a glance page that customers can check out and they can see the status of their sailings. But, you know, we definitely want to make sure we're keeping our customers apprised of any potential service interruptions because we know they rely upon our service.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.